Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Jason Lockenfora, 9 o'clock hour. Mike Sirianni, too. He's headed to the Super Bowl to watch his little brother coach. I can't wait to talk to Mike and find out what it's like through his perspective. He's got to be so proud of his brother, Nick Sirianni. He's the coach at W&J. Of course, Nick, the coach with the Philadelphia Eagles. Fan Hotline presented by Nemacolin around every corner. Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly on our text line. You know that number. It's 412-928-9370. Again, Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Ron Hextall, what about a first-round pick, right? Now, you got a first-rounder. What's going on with making moves now?
I would say that's not on the table. I haven't been asked for that, certainly. Conversations, I think, are starting to pick up with a lot of guys, but there's not a lot of guys that are – people are kind of looking to see what's out there, kind of grabbing the group. Okay, we'd be interested in this or this on both sides, whether you're a buyer or a seller, but – not a lot of teams, obviously. We saw the big one the other day with the Islanders, but there's not a lot of teams right now that are looking to jump and kind of getting down to the fine strokes here. But certainly the talk is picking up. But in terms of first-round picks for getting salary out, I don't see that as being an option for us.
All right, here's where the conversation starts for me. And it could be flawed, what my thought is, but I think it's a place to build this conversation off of. If you were going to bring the big three back, which you did, and you made the decision to do that with Malkin, Letang, and with Crosby, and you said, we're bringing those guys back, when you did that, that absolutely ignited the moment where you said, we have to be all in. I don't see another way in which one and one can make two. It ain't your team. It might be your team in terms of being the general manager, but you shouldn't care about 2026 right now. You should care. You should treat this like a college program. I'm here to win now. I don't care what happens 4 years from right now. I got to try to win right now.
And you better get creative in order to do it. I think that's the problem here is, look, people talk about how there's such a vast difference in the personalities and the way they go about their business of what we became used to with Jim Rutherford and what we see now with Ron Hextall. That can be true. They can manage personnel completely differently, but you still need to have an idea of what you want to do and go after it. And in this case, because of the limited cap space that we've talked about, he's talked about since the beginning of the year, you're going to have to give something to get something in return. You better be creative in how you go about doing that and not just sit there on your hands and say, oh, sorry, guys, only $18,000 of cap space, can't do anything. Same team we got now, that's the team we're going to ride with, sorry. That's not going to get it done.
The only way to be creative is if you have no parameters. That's the only way in anything in life to get creative. And the fact that he said that the draft pick is off the table, that tells me that it's not important to win right now. Like, if it's that important to win right now, and you know where your team's at, and you know where your team needs to be in 2 months, that means everything should be on the table.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, you don't sit there and say that, you know, well, we're going to go in this direction because, you know, we can't go in this direction. There isn't a direction that you can't go in or you can't try to go in if you want to get creative. So for him to say that, that tells me that right now is not as important to the organization as probably people want it to be.
Sidney Crosby's 35. He's not 25. I mean, there's a big difference. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Do you have to make a trade?
It's really dangerous to feel like you have to make a deal, because quite frankly, look at the history, and all of a sudden you make a bad deal. Like, we're not going to make a deal and make a bad deal. We're going to make a deal because we feel like it makes our team better in terms of just like the chemistry part that I'm talking about. We can bring a piece in and we think it'll fit better with our group here and maybe connect the line. That's what we'll look to do, but we're not going to. I've never felt pressure to make a deal for the sake of making a deal. I'd like to make a deal to make our team better.
Well, that is what you need, though, is to make your team better. It's not just to do it for the sake of doing it. This team is hanging on to a playoff spot right now by a thread. And in years past, they've had the March of the Penguins, and they've always seemed to get right at the right time. And Mike Sullivan, I think, is the man for that job. He is going to tactically have them ready to go. But I worry about the age, and I worry about the top two lines having to carry the heavy lifting. And at a certain point, I don't expect guys in their 30s to get better as the season goes on. And so my concern is, if you do not punch up the bottom half of this roster, it's all on those guys. And let's say they do make the playoffs. Okay, what do they have left? They might have to expend all their energy just to get there. A deal needs to be done. And for me, I'm stapling that first round pick to anything. That is my priority going into the deadline.
The problem here with Hextall, and I think Burke is a part of it as well, is that they believe they've put together the best possible team, and they don't want to make moves. Furthermore, they're going to use the cap excuse as a reason not to make moves. They're going to use the excuse, well, we've traded so many, this organization has traded so many first-round picks over the years, we don't want to do that. Those are excuses for, how many times he mentioned Josh Archibald yesterday? They believe that the guys that they've put on this roster are the best possible way to win. Casey DeSmith, they still believe it. Jim Rutherford, if nothing else, he may have made a trade just to make a trade, which Hextall says he doesn't want to do there, but at the very least, he would admit his mistakes and move on from them sooner rather than later.
I think I walk away from yesterday with the understanding to not expect anything.
Yeah.
To expect to stay pat, to move forward, to think that this is the team that he's put together that he really likes. It just fundamentally, to me, it's wires crossed and signals crossed. Whenever you decide to go ahead and invest and give another contract to those big three, you have to say, I don't care if it depletes this organization, because here's the thing. The minute that those three walk out of here, it's depleted anyway.
Yes. Right.
So it just doesn't matter.
Right.
And Colin, that's the best thing that could happen, frankly.
Right.
Is that you suck out loud right after those guys are gone so that you can then hopefully maybe get the next one. You're not going to build it up from the bottom if you're not picking highly. And for them to use a first-round pick now, help deplete the future, you give yourself the best opportunity now, and you can build this thing up from the ashes like a phoenix when it's all done. I think that's ideally where you want to be. It's what a lot of Steelers fans wanted. Tank. And it's how the Penguins have had success in their past. Tank. But right now, get it done, or give it a shot at least.
Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. Go back and check out the Twitter poll. The results of the Twitter poll are still astounding me how close they are. They really are. The Twitter poll is this. If you could only, and we have a ton of votes. Thank you for those. Check it out at Fan Morning Show on Twitter, because it's a Twitter poll. If you could only have one of these things at your Super Bowl party, which would you opt for? Only one of these two. Wings or pizza? 52.3% said wings. 47.7% said pizza. I honestly thought it would be 75% wings, 25% pizza. There's a lot of pizza loyalists still.
Mm-hmm. It's easy.
That's it. It's the simplicity of it.
Cheapest, too.
Cheapest, easiest.
Yeah, good call. Have we arrived at a point in which we figured out if we are, have we hit the top? Have we filled up, and are we done with inventing anything that is going to revolutionize the game snack market, like Buffalo chicken dip? We just discussed this a little bit earlier. That changed the game in like the 90s. That was, whoa, that's a thing? People are bringing it to the party. Doran brings up a good point. Finger food, sushi. Yes. In the last decade or so, you go to a party, you see a lot more sushi flying around. Not flying, it's sitting. But anyway, I do think that people maybe are thinking, is it the vessel that's now changed? Is that different, what it's served in? Is that where we go with it? Because I can't envision something that's coming in.
I got one.
Let's hear it.
It's not totally new, but I think it would work at a Super Bowl party.
Let's hear.
You get bags of Fritos. You open them up. Ground meat goes
walking in. Walking taco?
Walking tacos at a Super Bowl party.
I've had that before.
pretty good idea.
Walking tacos are good. Mm-hmm.
If somebody served me walking tacos at a Super Bowl party, I think it was the most low-budget Super Bowl party. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't want to. Walking tacos, for me, is something at a baseball field that in the middle of summer. Not at a Super Bowl. What the hell kind of Super Bowl parties you going to?
I love how I'm setting this all up, and you go, yeah, walking taco, a thing we've all had before.
Yeah, 9 million times in life that eight-year-olds love.
No, wait, seriously, listen to me. This new thing. You open up bags of Fritos, and you dump meat in them.
Yeah, pretty soon he's
I mean, this is not a new thing, but I think that this could make its way as a cookie table. Would you have a cookie table? Would you have some sweets?
You got to have some sweets.
Yeah. Cookie table at a Super Bowl party? Almost like weddings here in Pittsburgh, but kind of a lower level cookie table.
Everybody brings their own.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hmm.
I'm trying.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the whole point of this conversation. We could try and try and try. I think we're tapped out of the Super Bowl food ideas. I think that it could be the year 2072, and we're going to be watching Super Bowl whatever, do the math, and people are still going to be eating wings, having pizza, buffalo chicken dip, and, you know, nachos.
There's not a lot of new directions here to go.
I would like to tip my cap to pizza, buffalo chicken dip, and wings, though, for being able to be a mainstay.
The staying power.
They ain't going anywhere. I mean, they're locked in it. They're locked and loaded. They are the New York Yankees of the Super Bowl food.
You're right about that.
They're not being knocked off their perch. What's going to come in and knock chicken wings off?
I'm with you. What, just their
bird
own
flu?
No. Well, yeah, avian flu. They could eat themselves. That's it. If the price knocks them off, that's it. But, you know, no thanks on, like, the cauliflower crust or the cauliflower wings or the fake phony, anything like that. You know? No. No. Not at all.
I've been at a party with Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Not
those
bad.
Excellent. Yeah.
Chick-fil-A nuggets.
A big old platter of them.
Mm-hmm. Big platter of them. I just think that it's not about the food, really. I think it's whatever supplements the beer. You know, whatever can go well with the beer. Because I think that it's probably one of the biggest drinking days for people in the country, at least. So whatever goes well with the beer that you're drinking, that is what that's the food that's going to stay. And pizza and wings, they go probably the best with the beer.
Yeah, the wing is king. It doesn't matter what the drink is that's available.
I like the full wing. I got to have the full-on wing.
With the tail?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not a tail. Well, I don't know. Is it? I guess you can call it a tail. But
the tip. Yeah.
The whole thing. Yeah. The whole deal.
What would it be? It's not a tail?
It's the wing tip. It's the wing tip. Yeah. It's a wing tail. What if you told your kids that's the tail of the chicken? Go with that.
I might try that on Sunday.
You know what? I tried it on my kids again. They don't fall for it anymore. You know those things you tell your kids that are lies that they believe when they're little? The best one I ever had, they didn't fall for it again. They're like, Dad, we're too old now. I told them if the heated seats were on and they farted that it could light the car on fire. So don't ever do that. Because my son one time, it stunk in the back seat. And I said, I have the heated seats on. That could combust and cause a fire in the car. Don't ever do that. He was like 7. He looked at me and was like, I'm really sorry. What would happen? I go, it would be like it would make a big fire in the back seat. Don't do that. He got real tight. And I like the phone rang or something, and I left him on the hook with it, and he has thought that for years. So I tried that the other day, and he goes, how dumb do you think I am?
And he's like, what called you out.
And I was like, well, you did think that at one point for a long time.
It's like the dye in the pool if you pee,
Yes. Oh, goodness. All right, coming up next, heckling. It's definitely out of bounds, but what should the punishment be for one heckle that just seemed to go way, way, way out of bounds? We talked some Super Bowl as well. So much to get into this morning. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. And do not forget to grab a Dunkin' this morning. You know what Dunkin' is. It's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Tax season right now, that's what it is. Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman, they don't do taxes, they do law. But let me draw a parallel for you. Let's say that the tax man showed up at your door and he said, hey, it's tax time. You say, I know that, unfortunately. And they said, I'm going to make you a deal. You can pay 40% in taxes or 25% in taxes. What do you want to pay? You say, listen, tax man, I'm going to pay 25% in taxes. You bet your backside I'm going to do that. Same thing with law. What if somebody said, I'll give you the opportunity to pay 25% on your settlement, not 40%? You pay 25% every day of the week. That's what Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman does. That's the opportunity they give you. Not only is their fee 25%, all calls and consultations, they're free. They front all the costs, including medical records and expert reports. 1-888-98-TWINS. That's 1-888-98-TWINS. Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman are there for you. Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.